The owner, CEO, and king of all he surveys with the 49ers, Jed York, is on the line. Jed, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
You know, Bob worked a summer or two, Bob, in construction.
So absolutely.
He's handy with the shovel. I don't do manual labor, so, I'm just not going to be able to attend the event. I'm sorry, sir.
We'll get you guys out for a couple beers instead.
Now I can supervise, definitely. Yeah. That's the type of guy I am.
See, the problem is, Jed, I worked the jackhammer. Rod drank on a construction job. So, I mean, we both have experience there.
Must be pretty excited. I mean, I know that, a lot of work and you had to do a lot of things and talk to a lot of people. And it's obviously tough getting a city, a municipality to do some things for you to make this happen. But to see this dream get to this point, it must be a dream come true for this franchise.
It is, and you know, I don't know if the moment has actually hit me yet. It's great to see so many people that are going to be coming out today, so many people that had a hand in making this possible. You know, we're talking about the first football stadium that's been built in California in over 50 years.
Wow.
This is a big, big day, not just for the 49ers or for the Bay Area. This is a big day for the state of California.
Jed, can you, when will it hit you that from the community groups you met with to the ballot measures to the Santa Clara City Council to getting the financing, design, the whole bit? I mean, there's so much, oh, by the way, you're getting Balky and Harbaugh and everything rolling on the football side. That's a lot on your plate. I don't care how good a multitasker you are. It's got to be amazing that today is the day someone's going to put a shovel in the ground and all of that, the cumulative work comes together to begin this thing.
Well, I think it starts with a great team. And, we've put together a great team, I think, on and off the field. And the results will speak for themselves. We haven't accomplished everything that we want to yet. But I think, we have a lot of people that are willing to put the team before the individual. And when you have people in the community that are willing to do that as well, you can create, great, great things. And you look at this stadium, in Silicon Valley, there are a lot of great companies, there are a lot of great ideas, but there aren't many iconic buildings. I mean, this will be sort of the iconic building in Silicon Valley. And I think it's going to be a testament to all the hard work from folks that were on the campaign trails to city council members to, people on our staff that were crunching numbers to make sure that we can finance this building.
Jed York, nice enough to join us on the Fitz and Brooks Show here on KNBR 680, the sports leader. Bob alluded to it, how the team is doing. You would have been able to have this day, this groundbreaking ceremony, even if the squad had not done as well as they did last year. But to roll a 13-3 season into this groundbreaking event, and then hopefully the momentum lasts for the next few years, and you can get into the 2014 season into that new building with a team that has definitely hit its stride. It's nice that these two things, the team and the stadium, are sort of intersecting here and both going up.
Well, I mean, I think it's great that they are. You have to separate them. We didn't want to put the burden of the stadium on the team, on the players, on the coaches. We didn't want to make it so, you have to win in order to get a stadium built or stadium financed, which luckily they were mutually exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, the team on the field, I couldn't be prouder of Trent and everything that he's put together, working with Coach Harbaugh, putting together great staff, putting together a great group of people on the field. And, a lot of those guys are going to be there tonight celebrating with us because they're fired up too. I mean, they're fired up to see a new place that they're going to be able to call home, and it's right across the street from where we are right now.
Hey, Jed, tell people as much as you can in terms of how the league viewed this and the idea of the Niners, being in the Super Bowl rotation where, this building and the Bay Area would be, getting Super Bowls on a regular basis like some of the other cities in the NFL. What's the thought process? It was always, hey, well, they don't have the facility. The last one here obviously was at Stanford Stadium. Where does that sit versus Super Bowls down the road for the Bay Area?
So the Super Bowl committee looked at our site, our projections, and we meet all the requirements. So they are excited about this being in the rotation. And for us, it's just one of those things where it's amazing. It's been so long since the Super Bowl has been in California, let alone Northern California. You're talking about close to 30 years ago that we had a Super Bowl in Northern California. Now you're going to be able to bring that you know, just tremendous game, the tremendous economic impact. You're going to be able to bring that back, the excitement back to Northern California, where everybody can participate, everybody can enjoy it. And when you look at the weather, I mean, we live here. We know how great it is in the Bay Area. You know how many entertainment attractions there are and the great culinary experience in San Francisco and Napa. You know, this is going to be a place that hosts a lot of Super Bowls in the future.
And so, more importantly, do you have Super Bowl tickets for me and Rod when they have them there? I mean, are we set up with that or not?
It depends. We're working with some of the guys in your business office to make sure we have a long-term deal with KMBR.
Hey, tell us some football stuff here. I know the draft, Trent Baalke just knocked it out of the park a year ago. You know, the stadium, groundbreaking today, the draft, starting next week. You know, you guys had a very good offseason. I mean, from Randy Moss to Manningham to Brandon Jacobs. Now this 30th pick, you know, the football guys are kind of saying, look, we got a number of different guys that we like. I don't know, bringing Goldson back and Carlos Rogers and, re-signing Ahmad Brooks and extending him. The offseason was good enough that now the draft is kind of fun. It is truly kind of the best player available because you don't have a glaring need, I wouldn't think.
Well, I think that's what Jim and Trent talked about before, we really got into free agency, was making sure we can address some things to make the team better, to fill some positions of need. So, you're not forced to draft somebody that, you kind of need this position, but you don't really like the guy where you're going to draft him in the first round. I think we've taken care of, that, where you don't have to draft one specific position. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to look at the entire draft and figure out how to move around if we're going to move around and make sure that we pick the best player available. And, I've seen it too many times where, in the past we drafted for need. You need this player, so mm-hmm. Let's go draft him. It doesn't always work, and it usually doesn't work when you're trying to draft somebody to be a starter for you. When you're drafting guys, like last year, Alden Smith wasn't a big, pick. There wasn't a lot of hoopla around Alden. It's like, do you really need this guy? Well, he ends up having double-digit sacks for you, and he grew into being, a starter and a very, very productive player for us in his rookie season. That's what you can do when you're taking the best player available, the guy that fits, your sort of characteristics, your ideals as a football player that fits this football team.
Hey, when you look at the stadiums around the country, and we've seen the renderings and been down to the mock selling thing that you have, one of the cool things that Rod and I always talk about is going to Lambeau. You have that Packer Hall of Fame. Is the Niner Hall of Fame, is it in this? Is it adjacent? Is it a thought process? I mean, clue people in who aren't as well-versed on the stadium as to, what are some of the things that went into the design of it.
It'll be a big piece of this building. Obviously, there's great, great history with the San Francisco 49ers going back to 1946, and Kezar, everybody is well aware of the great teams in the 80s, but there's so many other things. And what we wanted to do is, and we're obviously still in the process of building this out, but we wanted this to be a testament to, not just football in the Bay Area, but have it mix with the culture of the Bay Area. So you can see all the technological things that are going on in the building. You can experience that through the actual museum. You can see some of the things, that this can be sort of a science museum for some of the schools, where you can come in and see, how are you producing energy using photovoltaics, and you're net neutral to the grid, those types of things. So there's going to be a lot of things like that, but it's going to be a celebration, not just in one specific area, which we will have one specific area, but throughout the entire building, of all the 49er greats, all the 49er legends. And we're going to let you experience the 49er history throughout the building. And I think there's more than just a physical experience. You have to make sure that people connect mobily, over Wi-Fi. So, if you aren't one of the, 1,000 people that gets to line up in the museum before the game starts, you don't miss out on it. You can get that experience while you're in the stadium.
Did you guys think about putting a retractable roof on it, or just no, because it's Northern California, you really don't need to, and that would probably add to the cost?
It would definitely add to the cost. You're talking about $200 to $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you look at the weather here, you don't get much better weather than Northern California, especially this site in Santa Clara. So it wasn't one of the things that was really high on our list.
Hey, Jed, we'll let you go with this one. You look at the schedule coming out. They spaced out the head knockers in terms of Green Bay and New England and New Orleans and the New York Giants. Obviously, 13-3, you're a major, you know, mark on other team schedules. But Rod and I were having a little fun with this, so work with us for a second. They gave you guys another Monday night game. So, obviously, you've dropped the hammer on PG&E. We're making sure that candlelight, if necessary. Oh, it's a Sunday night game.
We have both. We've got a Monday and a Sunday and a Thursday night. So we've got three night games at Candlestick.
But just give us, you know, when you get the schedule, you know, owning the team, what was your first kind of just reaction? We've had a bunch of fan reaction yesterday. What was your reaction?
I think it's easy to look and try to pick your schedule based on, you know, how teams did last year. But if you did that with the 49ers last year, nobody was going to look and say, well, the 49ers are going to be 13-3 in 2011.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you have to take the same approach as we always do. You know, just go to work every day, get better every day, and you know that, you know, the Green Bay Packers are on our mind. That's the first game. That's something that's going to be a huge test for us. I'm pretty certain that they're going to be back and they're going to be hungry after an early exit in the playoffs that they didn't expect last year. Yeah, they're ready to go, and that's really the only thing that's on our mind right now.
All right, hey, does the hard hat fit? Did you already try it on?
Feels good. It feels good.
You don't need to wear it now.
No, yeah, quit wearing it around the whole office and showing off. Come on.
It's been a fun day. A lot of people are looking forward to celebrating, and hopefully we'll get to see you guys soon.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jed,
congratulations.
Congrats, man. I mean, a lot of work from a lot of people. Exciting day in the Bay Area. An iconic stadium that's going to live here for a long time, just like AT&T on the baseball side. You know, it's just a great day for Niner fans in the Bay Area. Have fun, you know, working with the shovel. And just remember, Rod and I don't do the manual labor. So, you know, we'll go by and see the site with you someday, but we are not working on it as you requested before. We're not doing that.
Are you guys down for draft day?
If they let us.
Yeah, you remember the incident of last year, so I don't know if we can really talk about that
exactly.
On the radio.
Exactly. I mean, that's, you know, that restraining order Balky put on Rod, we got to stop that.
I thought that was unnecessary.
Hey, man, Jed, we know you're busy today. Thanks for taking the
time.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right.
All right, that is Jed York. And